And we'll open the meeting. Good afternoon. It is 3 p.m., February 24th, 2012, in the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing room here in the state capitol in Bismarck, 12th floor. We have a special meeting today, and there's one item on. It is in my portfolio. Before we get to that, we'll move to introductions for anyone who's listening. And for the record, this is Tony Clark.
Kevin Kramer.
And Brian Call. Good afternoon.
With that, I move the commission issue an ex parte cease and desist order and a corresponding notice of opportunity for hearing in Public Service Commission, Anderson Seed Company, Inc., ex parte cease and desist, case number GE-12-89.
Second.
The commission has received an affidavit from the director of our licensing division related to an emerging issue with Anderson Seed. In early February 2012, Anderson Seed, which is a licensed facility, has licensed facilities in Durbin, which is near Castleton in Cass County, North Dakota, and Sells, which is just inside Pierce County, had provided information to the PSC through our licensing inspection program showing a significant amount of grain was received from producers in 2011 and for which payment has not yet been made. Then on February 15th, the commission received a letter from a Mandan-based partnership alleging that the partnership had not been paid for sunflower seeds delivered to Anderson Seed at their facility in Durbin. Subsequent to that, between February 21st and February 24th, the commission received an additional 18 written communications, each alleging a non-payment for sunflower seeds delivered or sold to Anderson Seed. In addition to that, the commission staff has received numerous calls in the neighborhood of 80 or so calls from producers having similar allegations of non-payment and questions about how claims might be handled. This motion itself is not an insolvency proceeding. It doesn't start the insolvency proceeding. That process starts once the commission receives a claim, which is basically that a producer has not been paid by a licensed elevator. What this is, rather independently, is a cease and desist order. At the current time, the licensing division is preparing and is going to be asking the commission, in all likelihood, to file documents with Cass County District Court asking that Anderson Seed be declared insolvent and that the commission be appointed trustee, but that paperwork is still pending. This is, as I indicated, a cease and desist order. The reasons for issuing the cease and desist order are basically twofold. The first of all is because there's a concern that additional sellers, if they were to sell to Anderson Seed, might suffer an economic loss or economic damage and injury by doing so with an elevator that seems to be quickly moving towards an insolvency. And number two, which is just as important, is to stop any potential moving of grain from inside of North Dakota to outside of North Dakota. Under North Dakota law, grain assets that are available at the time of an insolvency are available to the commission to liquidate and then pay to producers who may be owed money. That may or may not be the case in other jurisdictions. It appears that this is a situation which is going to involve multiple jurisdictions, at least South Dakota. It's a Minnesota-based company, and so moving of grain assets across state borders could have implications with regard to the assets that are available in an insolvency. It does not appear that, at least at this time, that the bond, it may be sufficient to cover it, so other assets are going to be important, and there will be a lot of documentation for staff to sort through over these next few days and weeks, and probably months. But this would at least, for the time being, issue cease and desist for Anderson Seed.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 If there's nothing else for the agenda, we will close the meeting. That's it. Thank you.